And the final singer for round one of Happiest Competition on Earth is... Great Din.
Which pet's address is the finest in Paris? Which pets possess the longest pedigree? Which pets get to sleep on velvet mats? Naturellement, the aristocats. Which pets are blessed with the fairest forms and faces? Which pets know best all the gentle social graces? Which pets live on cream and loving pats? Naturellement, the aristocats. They show aristocratic bearing when they're seen upon an airing, and aristocratic flair in what they do and what they say. Aristocats are never found in alleyways or hanging around the garbage cans where common kitties play. Oh, no. Which pets are known to never show their claws? Which pets are prone to hardly any flaws? To which pets do the others tip their hats? Naturellement, the aristocats. They show aristocratic bearing when they're seen upon an airing, and aristocratic flair in what they do and what they say. Aristocats are never found in alleyways or hanging around the garbage cans where common kitties play. Oh, no. Which pets are known to never show their claws? Which pets are prone to hardly any flaws? To which pets do the others tip their hats? Naturellement. Naturellement. Oh, naturellement, the aristocats.
That was Great Din with the Aristocats. I believe that's just the name, like, themed to the Aristocats or something like that.
So I just have Aristocats opening.
Yeah, and you knew that you made a boo-boo. You know you did. You even said it in your message. I mean, you don't have any background music or anything like that. And you said you're going to own up to it, and I'm proud of you that you're going to own up to it, because most people would make excuses. They're like, oh, this happened and that happened and this happened. I'm kind of proud of you that you owned right up to it. And I'm a little conflicted because I really would have liked to have heard this, not done so last-minute-y. And so I would like to have heard this with music, because I loved the accent you were using.
Yes.
And I loved the notes, and I love your voice, and but I don't know. There were parts of it. At first, I was thinking to myself in the very first half of it, like, well, this doesn't seem that rushed. But then the second half of it, I could tell that it was rushed, because there was really no loving of the words and the notes. And that depresses me, because I really like you. But I don't know if I can forgive and if I should forgive for some of the boo-boos that were made in this.
Right.
I don't know. I'm torn. I wish Jeffers was here to put in his opinion. Mm. Ah, Jeffers! You're gone like 20 minutes and Ambi is already crumbling without you.
Aw. Okay. My first note is, I did not expect this song at all to ever show up, no matter what part of the competition. Another obscure song in a very known, well-known movie. It was very pretty and I liked it. But like Amy said, I would have liked it a little more with the background track. And I am happy that you said it's my fault. I'm sorry. But yeah, I did like it a cappella, but again, we would like the background track with it.
I don't know. I mean, do we give them the option to use a background track, or do we say that you have to use a background track? Because this might technically be a disqualification. Hold on. I'm going to look at the notes.
Oh, this is the challenge where everybody was asking about the backtracks.
I don't actually see anything here. In our notes, we didn't write in required background track.
I think this was more from the I'm looking up the immunity email to see if
Well, even if you say
because maybe that's what we did say, huh?
Even if we said it in Immunity, we would have to say it here as well.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
I'm just trying to figure out if we can technically put this in the running for, because I will admit, your singing was better than some of the other people we've heard tonight. So, for me, you're still kind of in contention to sticking around. We just need to make sure that...
We found a loophole. He cannot be disqualified because none of the emails say anything about backtrackings.
Okay,
because
this is, like, different in the case we disqualified someone earlier because it clearly stated two times in the email that we sent you about this challenge... And that they broke a rule that was stated two times. This was not listed there, so you are still in contention. We're not disqualifying you,
right?
But I still don't know if it's gonna be enough. In comparison, we have to now step back and look at other people, and such.
Right, but for those who are listening, and you should read the email as well, and I'll double check this time. Please use backtrackings
from now on.
Yes.
From now on, that's going to be a requirement, is backtracking. And not necessarily like a canned one, like how Aria did the acapella thing. That's okay. Because it's like
it's an arrangement.
Her own backtrack with like 50 million of herself.
And I believe somebody else made their own piano arrangement, or they played their piano part for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because Mifred Bob did that, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I think we're done with this one.
I think we're done.
Done. All right, it's results time, everyone. As you can tell, I'm not quite as tired as I was like 20 seconds ago or less, because we wanted to give Jeffers time to listen to the last couple people and give his say if he wanted to. So we're actually recording this like the day after. So I'm much more awake now.
He's more chipper.
I'm not loopy anymore. But pretty much the list is about the same that it was when we spoke with Jeffers. There was one or two alterations. Mm-hmm. We did all kind of make this list together, so it's not like your pick, my pick, your pick, my pick. This is kind of a trio consensus. So, first, as you can tell, we didn't have everyone singing tonight. There were a couple of dropouts, and do you want to say who the dropouts were, just for the record?
We had four main drops and one person who didn't submit. Mm-hmm. The people who dropped were Beloved Star, Bree,
sad,
and Jibby. Yes, sad. Don't remind me. I was depressed when a few of these told me they were dropping.
I know. Bree, Beloved Star. You two shocked me.
I know. But you can still listen to them on their shows at their judgings. Can I plug them or no?
Go ahead and plug them. They'll be happy in the list. Like, oh my God, they're plugging our shows.
Yes. Sing It Season 9, Beloved Star, along with Aria and Dylan Collins, two other contestants, are the judges on that show. And Bree and Dylan Collins, again, is our judging Fail It, which I'm doing right now.
Fail It is hilarious. I love Fail It. And Jibby and Nick, right. I don't know where you can hear them.
Right. Sakura didn't submit, and so automatically she's not on the show.
Yes. And just to reiterate, we did have one DQ tonight with...
Disqualification.
DQ, which is stands for disqualification, like universal letters for disqualification. And that was Subaru.
Subaru Kamui.
I'm kind of glad I never have to say that name again because I always mess it up. I'm sorry. word I can't say.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and... We did have we have 25 people are going through today. Well, not 25 of you all together, because we already had 9 immune people. And to remind you who they were, that was Dylan Collins, Faded Phantom, JC Trance, 19, Maddie, Mega Dizzy, Sharp Cookie, Snow Fender, Valk, and Rochellular. And you will notice that Rochellular did not perform tonight, even though we told her as the fast pass before she had to. We're letting it slide because, and I get to throw Jeffers onto the bus this, he gave her the wrong information. He told her that she did not have to submit. even though we... So Jeffers was... I go away for a couple of days and Jeffers starts screwing people up. That never would happen if I was here, but no, I was off walking on a beach somewhere. Because I was walking on the beach and the sand and the wind blowing in my hair. Well, actually, the wind blowing me down the beach as I was walking against it because it was really windy.
And people want to know about results.
I know. Well, just, not one of our shows unless we make them suffer. Exactly.
Right. So. But yes, for future reference, you do have to submit even if you do get immunity.
This is for you, Rochelle Euler. Yeah.
Yes.
You. All right, so 16 people, additional people from tonight will be going through.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cuts tonight. So you want to go first and tell us who the winner tonight was?
I thought you wanted to since you were so super excited for this one.
No,
I'll let you go first.
No, you can do the winner for tonight.
Okay. The one who went there, Aria. One acapella.
Yay. See, I wanted you to say Aria so that I could say the second one, who was Mary Feather. Mary Feather, you are through tonight.
Yay.
Top two. And who round... from here on out, we really didn't have real official rankings for the most part. We just kind of...
So we're just going down our list.
We're just going down... Like, we had a list of people we were saving, so... Because the first couple people on this list, we pretty much knew from their performance that they were going to get saved. So... Mm-hmm. You're the next one.
Next is What the Chuck 3.
You are safe. On to
Woohoo.
Next is Princess Clary.
Yay! Give me your backtrack!
Woo!
Okay. Turtle, turtle! OMG, awkward turtle.
Back to back, he's a tramps. Made it through.
Oh, that is true.
B. Macaulay, you are through.
Omi Pride 09, you're through.
Deck pack power!
And another back to back for.
Oh, but you I didn't be realize like you. That. Ah!
Yeah, I just realized that. I'm like, oh.
Well, then the next one is going to be. Traviata. I love saying her name so much. It's so much fun to say.
It is. I like that word. Next is the unexpectedly happy Russ.
Woo! Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. What? next save is going to be Darkie Hime. I was really impressed, Darkie Hime. Keep it up.
Yes,
keep it up. Keep making really good choices, because you've made a couple of really good choices lately. Yeah. So keep making good choices.
Yeah, I really love her song choice. Mm-hmm. Next is Blackjack AV.
Woo!
So you're safe.
Awesome. Followed by Captain of Squad Zero. Not Captain of Zero Squad, as Jeffers keeps on saying, because when I was mixing some of the stuff, I realized that he said... Captain of Zero Squad again. I was like, no.
Aww.
Captain of Squad Zero. Throwing Jeffers under the bus again while he's not here.
All right. And next save is Read to Me.
Whee!
AKA Brian.
All the kitties. So now we're down to three more slots.
And this one was pretty hard because then we had to think about our non-past people after
Yeah, this was the zone right in here where it was starting to get hard figuring out who was going to go through because there were some pretty even performances. And there were some people that I thought did really poor tonight but had really good performances in the past and it depressed me that I had to...
This happened.
That, there was a couple people that I was really sad. But, okay, so next save the night. Sukono, you are going to round two. Congratulations.
Yay!
Last two.
And second to last save is our gummy bear person, Me Fred Bob.
Gummy bears! Gummy Bob.
Gummy Bob.
All right. Last save. There's still... Should we say who's left? So, no, let's just go with it.
Yeah, just...
If you're like knowing, like, oh my god, I know, I'm not, my name hasn't called yet, and you know who's left. So this was a bit, that was a hard pick for us, but this person, I think, really earned their slot tonight.
She improved.
Well, now it's a girl, so all the guys are going, oh man, it's not me.
Well, there's only two guys left.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there were only two guys left, so only two people are going, oh man, it's not me. But the girl who got through is Tiana Sheed. She. Tiana Sheed. Get rid of the D, damn it. The D annoys me. Tiana Sheed. You are through. So, going down the list again of the people who are through tonight, just in case you missed it. Aria, Mary Feather, What the Chuck 3, Princess Clary, OMG Awkward Turtle, B. McCully, Omi Pride 09, Traviata, Russ, Darky Hime, Blackjack AV, Captain of Squad Zero, oh my god, I'm starting to like lose breath because this list is so long, Read to Me, Sikono, Me Fred Bob, and Tiana Shi.
Yay.
Who are joining the immune people of Dylan Faded, JC Trans 19, Maddie Mega Dizzy, Sharp Cookie Snow Thunder, Valkyrie Celeste, and Michelle Euler. Those are your top 25.
AKA Shiny Beatbox and So Scary I Smile well, People.
Yes. So those are your top 25. Not necessarily in that order, but still. So the people who did not go through tonight, but thank you so much. Some of you, like I said, it was really hard in the end. There was a couple of you that I was really sad that I had to say goodbye to tonight. So those who are not going through tonight are – and thank you again. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
We can alternate if you get tired again.
Okay, well, let's alternate this time because we have a list. If we do a second season, please come back to us. Please. So thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Interobang.
Thank you, Great Din.
Thank you, Aura J.
Thank you, Dirksies.
Thank you, The Artichoke.
Thank you, Songbird.
Thank you, Grethel.
That was it because this last one was the DQ that I forgot to remove from this list.
Right.
And thank you, oh, dang it, now I have to say it again. Subaru.
Kamui.
God. I keep wanting to say Subaru Chamu. I don't know why. I like Shamu. Which is like a dolphin. Ah! There. Two in one episode. All right, so now everyone's probably going, oh, my God, what's the next theme?
Yes.
Well, the fact that this past theme was, oh, my God, we're going right into it. There's no banter here. That's crazy.
Right.
The fact that the last theme ended in 1988, there was a reason for that. And the reason is now to be revealed. Because your next theme, round two's theme, is the Disney Renaissance. I know some of you, I know Dylan knows what the Disney Renaissance is because he thought that round one was going to be Disney Renaissance, but it's actually round two, Dylan. Round two is Disney Renaissance. And some of you are going right now, Disney Rena Hoosie Whatsy?
Some of y'all are going, yes.
Some of you are going, yes, and some of you are going, huh? What does that mean? Disney history, the Disney Renaissance is, Zell, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought you'd drop for a second, like the sound changed. The Disney Renaissance is the period of time between 1988 and 1999, which is the golden age of Disney animated features. Goes from The Little Mermaid was the beginning of the Renaissance, and Tarzan is considered to be the end of the Renaissance. So this is like basically classic modern Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them in here, in no particular order, because I don't actually know the order of them. You've got, like, Little Mermaid, Hercules,
Beauty and the Beast,
Pocahontas, Lion King, Mulan, Aladdin, Hunchback is in here, and even though I don't think there's any songs in it, Rescuers Down Under is in here, too.
There's probably, like, the credits song.
Yeah, which would technically count. You can look Disney Renaissance up, pretty much. If you type that into Google, you can find out a full list of the movies in there. Mm-hmm. So you can sing any song from and it's animated this time. We're not counting live action or anything like that. We're counting Disney.
Or no TV shows.
And no TV shows and no Disney Pixar. It's the movies in the Walt Disney Animated Studios Disney Renaissance. So I guess we should give them the full list. Hold on 1 second, because...
Right.
You want to list the due date and stuff while I look up the official list
right.
in order?
Okay, your deadline for main challenge number two is September 24th.
Which is next Friday.
Next Friday at, okay, and everybody hear me on this one, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
We forgot to mention that in the last email, and most of y'all were pretty good about it, but it was Eastern Time, so remember, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes. And okay, the official list of the movies that you can sing from here is The Little Mermaid, Rescuers Down Under, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, The Lion King, Pocahontas, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules, Mulan, and Tarzan. That's nine movies that you can sing from. Any one of those. Disney Renaissance. And be careful what you pick.
Dun
Because
dun dun.
for some of you, what you pick now is going to have an effect on you in the near future. Ooh. Only for
Yes.
some of you, and we don't quite know yet who that some of you is going to be, but it's going to have an effect on you in the near future.
And also remember the one time song choice
Rule
rule.
that keeps on going. It kind of go it should go without saying, but there's a couple people in the competition that have never been in these kind of competitions before, so it's always kind of been an unwritten rule. Now it is a written rule for us, so yeah. I think that's about it. I don't think do we have any
Yep. Oh,
other.
it.
Oh, you have some. Yeah, go.
Yes. I'm ashamed none of y'all did Great Mouse
Oh,
Detective.
here it comes again.
Shame
Here it goes
on
again.
you.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm ashamed that no one did anything from The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, huh? Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I will admit, I was kind of hoping to hear Robin Hood this week.
There wasn't any Robin Hood, you're
Robin Hood is
right.
like one of my secret favorite Disney movies of all time.
There was no Pinocchio, there was no Robin Hood, no Rescuers,
Rescue.
no Peter Pan, no Peter Pan.
No Peter Pan. That was a little shocking because there's some good Peter Pan
Yeah.
music. No Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, that made me, I was really hoping somebody would do that hippity hoppity dippity. Yeah.
I don't even try and say that.
It's harder than supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's
I
kind of
can
like
say
a,
that.
I think that's in the dictionary now. Don't
It
quote me
is in
on
the
dictionary. Oh,
dictionary.
it is?
Yes, I've
Wow.
seen it.
Wow.
At the library I work at, it's in the dictionary.
Hot. Hot. Have a good night, everybody.
Night.